Today we honor the memory of Saint Monica, and certainly she is an icon of a woman at prayer, for we know that her son Saint Augustine had taken up the life of a profligate and was living in sin. And so Saint Monica, after offering a maternal correction, not gaining any fruit for them, would dedicate herself to prayer in order to gain the conversion of her son. And after 14 to 17 years of praying, she was about to give up. And so she was found one day in great tears and was told by Saint Ambrose, "Woman, do not worry, for the child of so many tears cannot possibly be lost." And so she would continue in her prayer and ultimately would gain from God the conversion of her son. And so her life shows us two things. For the modern interpretation of the life of Saint Augustine is one that would horrify the sensitivities of any Catholics. For it is said that Saint Augustine was not a bad sinner because he lived in concubinage with only one woman and stayed with her, and so he wasn't too bad. That is contrary both to the example of his mother and the words of Saint Augustine himself, who knew full well that today's gospel would have been fulfilled in him if it were not for the prayers of his mother, for it merely takes one mortal sin for the soul to be lost for all eternity. And the mother of Saint Augustine, knowing this, would dedicate herself entirely to the life of prayer for the conversion of her son. And we have her son's own testimony as to the nature of the state of his soul before God would grant his mother that grace she so earnestly sought in prayer and in tears. And so let us honor this mother as a model and example of all mothers, and let us pray that God would give all mothers the heart of Saint Monica, so that they constantly pray both for the perseverance of their children who are practicing the faith and for the conversion of those who have abandoned the practice of their faith. And let us always remember that sin is a very serious matter, and it does not matter that one is dedicated to one person in their life of sin. What matters is the sin itself, as Saint Augustine would testify. And so here we have a story, an example of a true conversion of a sinner, the perseverance in prayer of a mother, and a shepherd who truly carried out his task. For when Saint Monica began to be discouraged in her prayer, or at least in whether any fruit would be gained for it, it was Bishop Ambrose who would strengthen her, and then she would persevere in prayer. And so Saint Ambrose would become a great example for Saint Augustine himself, for he would learn much at the feet of this holy bishop. And so we see very clearly here how the Church is intended by God to work: the faithful praying and the shepherds leading the flock. And so in the life of Saint Monica, we have a great example of a true conversion, the life of prayer, and a shepherd who truly leads his flock and is concerned with one thing and one thing only, that is, the perseverance in faith and the conversion of all souls to the kingdom that he was entrusted over to watch and to guide. And so let us rejoice this day and ask Saint Monica to offer a prayer on our behalf, so that we too may persevere in our faith, and that our loved ones may be converted to that same faith, so that all of us may one day join Saint Monica, Saint Augustine, Saint Ambrose, and all the angels and saints, increasing the angelic choir and increasing the praise that God will receive for all eternity in heaven.